The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room.
How you know?
With your host.
And I already mentioned this, but I think we should have come up with a cool tag team name by now, but you've been turning a lot of things down.
You've been turning down a lot of things. You turned down Sambros.
I've been open to everything.
You turned down Ska Madness. Yeah, I know you said you like the Beef Eaters. I told you I don't drink gin, all right?
Okay, first of all, you already know our team name tonight is the Rough Riders.
Well, the Rough Riders doesn't work. It doesn't. It's too sexual.
You're such a dork.
Take your stupid hat off and let's go beat these guys, all right?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by friends over at Gerwig.net and our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, per the norm, is my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We are here and, well, you know, we're gearing up for 4 years and, well, we're giving you a little bit extra right before the big celebration.
It's our gift to you.
It is our gift to you.
Because, you know, we just had to dust off the rack extra, take it off the shelf, make sure it's still working, because, well, since we're in between seasons, as it were, we just had to do something special for you guys. And what's more special than talking to Barbie Blank, a.k.a. Kelly Kelly, about her brand new show, Wags, which is in season 2.
While we're here, it's what we bring you big things like that, and that's what we're going to give you on this episode.
So everybody sit back, relax, get your popcorn, get your soda, chill out. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Barbie, all things Wags, and all things WWE, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Black shades when the sun come through. Oh, it's on like everything goes. Bomb lock, baby, to the freak it shows. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk about high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. We are super excited because joining us right now is one of the stars of E's hit reality series, WAGS. Please help me welcome to the show, Barbie Blank.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to talk to you today. And I, you know, my first question has to be, how's married life treating you? I hear congratulations are in order for you.
Yes. Yes. They just got married at the end of February. And it's just, it's amazing. I mean, I married my soulmate. So it's just been a whirlwind. Planning the wedding and the wedding day was like the best day of our lives. And, you know, I'm just excited to call him my husband now and carry on the Saray name.
That's so sweet. And we saw a lot of you planning your wedding and, you know, setting up for your wedding in season one. Are we going to get to see any of your wedding in season two?
Oh my gosh, you're going to see everything in season two when it comes to the wedding. You're going to see the ups and the downs of planning a wedding. You're going to see the bridezilla moments. You're going to see some stuff that goes down where I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this wedding's going to happen because stuff, you know, went on with planning the wedding, but I don't want to give too much away. There's some drama with the girls leading up to it, but you get to see the whole wedding, which I can't wait for the fans to see. I can't wait to see them, you know, see all my hard work pay off and just see what I, you know, this year and a half wedding that I've been planning. It was such a magical day, and I can't wait for everyone to see it.
It sounds awesome, and it sounds amazing. Was it? Because it sounds like it was a lot. I mean, and I'm sure it is with a wedding and
yeah,
just all the little
it's
details.
Crazy.
That you have
yeah, I mean,
to.
I mean, this is my first time planning a wedding, so finding out like all the, I mean, even down to like the place cards and everything like that, you're just like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize. Thank goodness I had an amazing wedding planner though, and she really helped me with so much. So she was
that's always
yeah.
good because
it's hard
just
planning a wedding and it's in Mexico when you're in LA. Not easy.
I know, because it's like you can't be there and
Exactly.
You just need that extra set of eyes.
Through email. Yeah.
So, well, congratulations to you. It sounds like it wasn't as stressful as it could have been, which is always good. So.
Yeah. No, I mean, on the day, it was amazing. Just the day up was perfect. So
that's
I can give
great.
That away.
Don't want to give too much away.
Yeah. So, you have to tune in on Sunday.
Yeah, check it out. So besides your wedding, what else can you give away in terms of season two, or can you give much away?
Well, so the beginning of the season, you know, that's mostly just the wedding planning And really, you know, there's some drama with the girls, but I kind of stay out of that this season. I don't, you know, I didn't want to be involved with any of the drama. I was like, I'm focused. This is my wedding. I'm planning my wedding. I'm not dealing with any of you girls' drama. So you'll see me walk out a lot where I'm like, oh, throw my hands up. I'm done. And then really after we get married, I'm kind of, you know, contemplating if I want to have a family or if I want to get back into work and maybe, you know, do some acting or, you know, something like that. So you'll get to see kind of, you know, where I figure out with my husband, you know, what's our next move. So, yeah.
I was going to say, because in the first season, I believe it was in season 4, we kind of saw you talking about your transition away from WWE where you retired and you moved on and you talked about that. Were you able to kind of help your husband with your own personal experience when he decided to retire from hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we were able to relate to each other on another level when it came to that too, because, you know, when I retired, I was, you know, I didn't know what was next. I was kind of like, okay, now what do I do, you know? And for him, I think he just enjoyed being retired and not having to live on a schedule because he's worked, you know, he played hockey for 20 years. So I think he enjoyed, you know, being retired and you know, now not being on a schedule and being able to kind of just do his own thing in golf. But, you know, now he's kind of like, okay, now what do I do? And, you know, he just enjoys golfing and just kind of living a retired life. But I feel like we definitely were able to relate on that level of, you know, when we're retired, okay, now what's next? So it was a perfect timing to get married because we had just, you know, he had just retired and we were able to kind of put all of our efforts into planning a wedding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have to ask, what's been the best part of transitioning back to what somebody would term a normal life?
It's, you know, with wrestling, cause you're on the road 300 days a year and you don't have any off season. So you're like constant, to go from that to just like, okay, now what do I do? it's hard. It's not easy. But I was able to kind of get into a routine of, you know, I started cooking a lot more. I started, you know, working out and I had my routine down after, you know, after being retired for a few months. I just got a routine down and was like, okay, this is my life now. This is normal life. This is what normal life looks like.
Just out of curiosity, what's your favorite thing to make?
Oh my gosh. My husband loves this chicken palliard thing that I make, and it's like chicken, it's like the seasoned chicken with arugula and tomatoes and balsamic and olive oil and super healthy. He likes that, and he likes chicken marsala. So,
ooh, yum.
Those are always on either or. He loves those. But I like to, you know, I go on Pinterest and I just, you know, find cool stuff and try to make different things and see what, you know, fits and what he likes the best.
Pinterest can be dangerous. It can be addictive.
Yes. No, it is. I love Pinterest. And now we just bought a new home. So I've been, you know, able to decorate that. And that's exciting. So that's another thing to Pinterest. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm curious, because you said you, you know, you established that routine. Is in establishing that routine, is that what kind of attracted you to do WAGS the first season and stay on in the second?
Well, when WAGS approached me about the show, I was like, this is such an awesome concept. And I think it's a great thing that they're, you know, it's not about, you know, who we're dating really. It's kind of about like our lives and how it is dating an athlete, but then our, you know, what we have going on. You know, I was a former wrestler. I wanted to get into acting now and stuff like that. So it's able to highlight that too. And I just, you know, I kind of miss being in the entertainment industry. So when they approached me, I was like, you know what, I feel like this will give me what I've kind of missed when I left WWE, and I'll be able to kind of start working again, because I did miss working too. So I feel like this has been a great opportunity for people to be able to see what it's like, you know, married or dating an athlete and the highs and the lows of that. And that's definitely, you know, what attracted me to it. And to come on season 2, I just, you know, it was an easy answer. I loved season 1, and so I'm excited about season 2.
I bet. And Do you ever miss being a part of WWE?
I miss the performing. That's, you know, I miss performing for the fans. I miss walking through the curtain and having them cheer for me. So that's the part I miss for sure. So I feel like I'm able to kind of get that fixed with being on WAGS, because I have, you know, either You Love Me or You Hate Me. And, you know, so I feel like I still have, you know, I'm able to keep my fans. And they're able to see a different side of me. You know, they're able to see how I am in my everyday life, which on, you know, with WWE, they weren't able to see. They were seeing a character. So
Right. I mean, and with WWE, they have Total Divas. Is that something that if you had stayed, you maybe would have liked to have been a part of?
I feel like when I left, it was my time. I just had a lot of issues with my neck and my body. You know, when you're wrestling 300 days a year, your body is doing things it's not meant to do.
Right.
So you definitely get injuries very quickly. And so I just started to get a lot of injuries, and I was just, you know, I was ready to spend time at home with my, you know, with Sheldon, and we were getting a lot more serious, and it just felt like it was my time. So, you know, when Total Divas came up, I was like, you know, I couldn't go back to doing that schedule, and it just, you know, so I feel like WAGS was the perfect place for me to be.
It sounds like the perfect place for you to be. You have a nice balance of home life and work, and it doesn't sound like it's that stressful, and you sound like you're in a really awesome place.
Yeah, thank you. I am.
And just out of curiosity, is your neck feeling better?
It, you know, my discs in my neck they're always going to be screwed up. So I have like kind of some constant migraines, and there's nothing really I can do about it. I'm not going to get neck surgery anytime soon. So it's kind of just something I deal with. I get like cortisone shots in there, but,
so,
it happens. It's not ballet.
No, it's definitely not ballet. Yeah, right. And major props to you for doing it. I don't know if I could ever do it.
It takes a lot of training, and it was not a, you know, when I started, I was so young, and they really groomed me, and I had to train a lot to get to where I ended up. So it's not easy.
I can imagine. Do you have any favorite moments that you would mind sharing with us? Or
Probably winning when I was able to win the Divas Championship. That was such an, like, the best, probably the best day, you know, highlight of my career was winning the belt, and in how I won it too, it was up to the fans' choice about who faced the person who I won it against. So the fans chose like 53% for me. So I went out there and I won the belt, and it was just, I felt like everyone had recognized that I had been there for so long. I had earned this. It's my time. And I was just so happy. Because once you reach that, it's like you can't go any higher. You know, you're the champ, you're the champ of the whole division. So
that's awesome. And it's so gratifying when the fans say, this is the person that we want, and it's you.
Yes, exactly.
And then you get to climb that mountain.
That's what motivated me to go for so many years as a fan.
That's awesome.
You know, they mean everything. Yeah.
And so, and I'm sure you take that with you to WAGS as well.
Yes.
Yes. So you mentioned that there has been drama on the show in season one, and we did see drama in season one for sure. Would you say that, you know, on the flip side, you have friends, you have people you get along with? Who would you say that you have the best chemistry with on the show?
I love Liv, Olivia. Actually, it's so funny, from being last season to now, we've gotten so close. So I would definitely say probably Olivia and Nicole. Nicole too. We've gotten really close. So it's, you'll see a different side. I mean, because all last season I was really with, you know, the wives, and so you'll, if you tune in, you'll see how things are, you know, start to change. And you know, it's going to be a really exciting, entertaining season.
Is there, I'd love to know, is there any kind of like competition between, you know, the wives and the girlfriends in terms of just, well, you're married and you're not, is there kind of any tension there between that, or
if you saw last season, I mean, some women like to think there's a hierarchy, you know, that wives are up here and girlfriends are down here, and that whole thing. I've never been one to be like all about that. But I see where the wives come from, and they're saying, you know, the girlfriends, you never know who's going to be here today, tomorrow. So you don't want to get close to them. So I understand that part, but I don't understand like how serious they take it. Like, oh no, I'm not talking to you because you're a girlfriend. You know, I'm not like, but there are some ladies that are, so.
That seems so weird. You know, it's just enjoy your time together. It feels like,
I mean,
you know?
It does happen, and it's fun. Yeah, because it does happen, and it is a lot in this world, in the athletic world. A lot of women do think that way. So it is an interesting point of view.
It is a very interesting point of view. And you mentioned Tia. Are you excited for Sophia and Tia to join the season two cast?
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to bring the drama for sure. they'll just bring a different dynamic. I love that we're switching it up and we have new girls on the show. And I think it'll be great. I think they're going to fit in very nicely.
So is there anybody, because the world of sports is so wide and so varied, is there anybody that you know or anybody that you know of that you would maybe like to see join the show?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. That's a good question. Since I'm kind of, you know, since Sheldon retired last season, I haven't really been around that the world lately, so I don't know who's around now and who's I mean, it'd be amazing if Carrie Underwood or somebody like that would join. That would be amazing. But
oh, that would be cool.
Busy with her country career.
Well, yeah, that could be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, just that. But
well, Bari, I want to say thank you so much. And I have one more question for you because I know you're a busy, busy lady.
Okay.
And as our kind of our stock standard question that we ask everybody, and that is, what do you like to do on your day off when you have one? Because I know you're busy.
My day off. Oh, I love going to the movies by myself. I know it's weird, but I love just going, getting a big popcorn and a Coke and just sitting down and watching a movie by myself, whatever I want to see, not being bothered, not having to like explain anything to anyone, not having somebody sit next to me. Like I just like to be on my own in my own space. So definitely that.
That sounds awesome. There's nothing wrong with taking a little me time, you know?
Right. Seeing a movie by myself, picking out.
And just enjoying yourself.
Yes.
So Barbie, again, I want to say thank you so much. Don't forget, you can check out the season premiere of WAGS on Sunday, June 26th at 10 p.m. Eastern, only on E!, which I think is super exciting. What do you think?
Sounds like it's going to be a fun, fun season. You get to see a lot about her wedding, which by all accounts was awesome in Mexico. So we'll see all of it on the upcoming season of WAGS. Check it out on E! Sundays, 10, 9 Central. On E!
On E! Our friends at E! But I think that does it for us. What do you say?
That does it for us right here on this special edition of The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out all the fine programming here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep up to date by following us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, this show at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Check out the websites RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play. Just simply search Rack Radio Show. And also find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show.
We're everywhere. And you can follow me on Twitter at Lance Ward, LANSWRD, and my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lance Ward, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to a very special edition of The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And don't forget to check out the main show. But till next time,
bye.
Never giving in.